This is the summer session of our first year Greek class, and it is June the 27th, 1985. We're taking lessons number 54 and 55 today, still using the grammar by Davis, William Hershey Davis, beginner's Greek grammar. It's Baptist Bible Seminary, sponsored by the Bible for Today. This is Dr. D.A. Wake, teacher, director of Bible for Today, 900 Park Avenue, Collingswood, New Jersey.
A word of prayer as we begin our class officially here. Our Father, we thank Thee for Thy grace to us, which is sufficient for every need. We thank Thee for helping me through these tests today, and I ask for Thy care also for the moral. Be with these men, help them tonight as they take their exams and quizzes, help them to learn the language that's difficult and it requires much memory and understanding of forms and technicalities. We pray that it may be enriching to them as they look back upon it and as they begin to use it and understand Thy word from the standpoint of the Greek language. So bless each one of us. Thank You for Thy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and Thy Holy Spirit, help Him to teach us many things tonight as we study this lesson. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. Do you have any questions at all on the assignment that we have before us? That's 54 and 55. That's right?
Yep.
Okay, let's go over a little bit on the 54. And 55, my wife broke down and gave the sugar candy. It's deadly, deadly sugar. She didn't have any on the non-sugar, so there it is. I commented on it, and I said, what's the matter with sugar? Normally the non-sugar, but maybe she ran out of the non-sugar type. Anyway, you're welcome to kill yourself with it, or just enjoy it, as the case may be. The alternative is great.
Take it in.
All right, so lesson 54, page 1-4. Let's go over the vocabulary first of all quickly. The feast is what? Is that the correct page?
No, page 191.
Oh my, I've got 44. Pardon me, fellas. All right, one, what is it?
191.
All right, one, okay, lesson 50. I got the 44, instead of 54, page 191. Thank you. Didn't sound like it was the correct one. The service of the ministry is what?
Diakonia,
the service or ministry. Okay, I declare righteous or I justify. Speaking of God.
Dikaiō.
All right, an verb, contract, which we go into tonight. I go out.
Ekporeomai.
All right, preposition with genitive before, in the presence of.
Enopion.
Enopion. And of course, opion from ops is face, in the face of, right? In the face of, in the present of, before. And that's lufene, see, in Hebrew, lufene, in the face of. See, panim is face, and lufanim is lufene. It's in the face of before. I am jealous, I desire eagerly as well.
Zelao.
All right, zelao. The robber. Don't forget your articles on these. The robber.
All
these states. Don't forget the Yoda subscript under the first Ada. I make like.
Homoyao.
I make like, not exactly the same as, like we mentioned here, but just simply like. I prophesy.
Prophetewo.
All right, that takes care of that vocabulary. Let's take a look at the other vocabulary, just by way of reviewing two vocabularies. One is 55, page 195. Short vocabulary. I give or deliver. I give or deliver. A me verb.
Did
of me. By the way, Ruth has ordered those Greek sliding charts.
Oh,
they're going out of print. They only have about 10 left, so she's glad to order them. She's going to get one for herself, but she hadn't yet ordered herself. So they look good, she said, so she's going to get one. I give up or back. I restore or pay. Middle to sell. I give up or back.
Apodidomi.
All right, didomi is give and give back or give up. Restore is apodidomi. All right, I recognize or discover.
Epigenosko,
all right, epigenosko. I give over.
Epididomi,
all right, and I give over to another, deliver up or betray, another give over, but a different type.
Paradidomi.
Epididomi is, I guess, give over some money for the good thing, you know, give over a good present, but here, paradidomi, I give over in the sense of delivering up or betraying. It's a different twist to that word. All right, any questions on those? All right, then, tonight we had the uh-oh, did we not, all the way through, except the middle and passive in the bottom, page 192, right?
Right.
All right, let's go over the present indicative active of Plerao, which means to fill, doesn't it? To fill, I fill, I am filling. Right, starting with the singular, active. Plero, plerois, pleroi. Plerumen, plerute, plerusi. All right, middle and passive. Plerumai, pleroi, plerumtai. Plerumata, plerusta, plerumtai. All right, now take the present subjunctive active. If I might fill, or that I might fill something up. Plero, plerois, pleroi. And I guess like the indicative probably, but we said leave it out, didn't we? They didn't put it in how we said, just forget that form, or did we? If you want to repeat, plerumen, pleruta, plerusi is fine. That's exactly probably they say, probably. See, I think we left it out. If you want to leave it out, go ahead, and we'll take off on it. They're not sure of it, so let's now X out the middle passive. I go over to page 193, the present imperative active, which means fill. You fill this up, or let him fill it up. I fill. Pleru, pleruto, plerute, plerutosan. All right, middle and passive, present imperative, middle and passive. Pleru, plerusto, plerusta, plerustosan. Fill up for yourself, or be filled up. And this is where the Holy Spirit, be filled with the Spirit. See? And it's not just simply be filled, it's be being filled. It's the present. See, the present means being filled, you know, continuous action. And it is the passive. So it's be being filled with the Spirit. See? You can't fill yourself, it's out of the act, not the active, but the passive agent. The Holy Spirit has to do the filling, see? But it's continuous action. Continue to be filled with the Spirit. It's interesting, but this is plerao. This is your imperative. You'll notice that in Ephesians. All right, the present infinitive active is what? Plerun. Some writers say pleroin, so you can take your pick on that thing. And then middle and passive in present infinitive, to be filled or to fill oneself, plerustai, plerustai. And then the present participle active in three forms, master, feminine, neuter, plerun, plerusa, plerun. Plerun, 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 plerusa, plerun. And middle and passive participle in three forms as well, master, feminine, neuter, pleruminos, plerumene, plerumenon. And the imperative indicative, page 194 at the top.
Imperfect, you mean.
Excuse me, thank you. Imperfect indicative. Yes, there's no such the other one. All right, let's try that one. Et plerum, et plerus, et plerum. Et plerumen, et plerute, et plerum. Middle and passive, imperfect, middle and passive, which means I was filling, right? Instead of I was filling as present, I was filling for myself, or I was filled, right? I was filled. All right. Et plerumen, et pleru, et pleruta. Et plerumata, et plerumata, et plerumata, yes, right. Et plerusta, et plerunta, et plerunta, et plerunta. All right, any questions on those forms? I think that was all. We didn't have anything else, or did we? Did we take that, or did we say no on that?
Yeah, we
did that, or didn't we? 196. Didn't we?
We didn't, yeah, we
didn't do the first pages.
We did.
I did 474.
474, yeah.
Right, and that's it.
Oh, okay, we didn't do Didomi because there are so many broken down things. But we did do 474, just the first two, all right?
Well, we did them all except for the bracketed ones, I guess.
All right, let's try the me form Didomi and the aorist, anyway, the aorist, the me aorist, starting top of 198, all right? Edoka, edokas, edoke. Edokamen, edokate, edokan. Or if you want to say the edosani, the one, whatever beats your fancy. That's indicative errors. Now the subjunctive, that he might give. You see, remember the subjunctive has no necessarily tense, but it's the act you start, the action, the form of action, give once for all. All right, do, dos, do. Domen, dote, dosi. Now you can take your pick on the dois or the doi, whatever's easier. Imperative, which means, of course, here's imperative. Give. Dos, docto, docta. And we can forget the other. Infinitive, do not. And the participle, deus. And that's it. Forget the others because we're not deus, so doon. At least the deus, the masculine is there. Mm-hmm. All right, so that was all we did, wasn't it? We didn't go into the eggnon and so on. Eggnon. All right, take your papers out if you would, please. We've got a lot to bite off here. Hope we can chew it all. All right. right, let's begin with the vocabulary in Lesson 54. Number one, I am jealous or desire eagerly. Number two, I go out. Number three, I make like. I make like. Number four, the service or the ministry. Don't forget your article on that one. Number five, the robber. Don't forget your article, the robber. Number six, I declare righteous, I justify. Number seven, preposition of the genitive, before or in the presence of. Before or in the presence of. Number eight, I prophesy. Any questions on those eight? All right, now let's go on to Lesson 55 vocabulary. Number one, I give over to another, that is, deliver him up or betray him. I betray or give over to another, in essence. Number two, I give or I deliver. I give or I deliver. Number three, I give over. Not in the sense of betray, but just simply give over. Number four, I give up or give back, meaning restore or pay. I give up or give back. And finally, number five, I recognize or I discover. I recognize or discover. Any questions on those five? Vocabulary words? Okay. And then for our conjugation of the verb, let me give you the o form. We want to take up plero. Plero. P, lambda, eta, rho, omicron, omega. Plero. And take the present indicative active, six forms. Present indicative middle and passive, six forms. Present subjunctive active, three forms is all you need. If you want to repeat the plural, you can, or just leave it blank. Or skip the middle and passive with the present subjunctive. Go over to present imperative active, four forms. Present imperative middle and passive, four forms. And the present infinitive active, one form. Take your pick out of many.
What was the last one?
Present infinitive active. Present infinitive active is one form. And then present infinitive middle and passive is one form. And then the present participle, active, is masculine, feminine, and neuter, be three forms. Present participle, active.
Mm-hmm.
And then the present participle, middle and passive, three forms, masculine, feminine, and neuter. And then the imperfect indicative, active, a six form. And the imperfect indicative middle and passive, six forms. All right, any questions on those, that particular play at all before we go on to a few things from didomi? Have I got that? All right, then for didomi, the only thing we want you to do on that is a few of the aorist forms, page 198 in the text. I want you to take the aorist indicative, aorist active indicative, six forms, and then the aorist active subjunctive, six forms, and the aorist active imperative, three forms. There's a fourth, but three of the others is bracketed. Got that? And then the aorist infinitive of didomi, so didomi, delta, iota, delta, omega, mu, iota. And then finally, the one form of the participle, only the masculine. The others are in brackets. All right, any questions on the didomi or the other? All right, if not, go right ahead and let me know when you're ready. All right, let's take a look at next week's two lessons. Next week's two lessons, which will move us up to 56 and 57. Is that correct?
To just one and a half lessons next week.
I really wish we were. But you know, we got a double right straight down to the end.
We did?
Because you see, the last lesson was double anyway, because it just sort of worked out that way. I didn't know we were going to have to double. See, the last lesson printed on our schedule on the 11th of July is 58 and 59. I waited till the end, but I had to get that extra lesson in there, so that's the way I did it. So it's double trouble all the way throughout. Sorry about that, man. I really am. I'm missing 2 weeks with you. Now, if I have to go into surgery, because we won't know that, you know, that's another, unless I get out for that evening. You know, we got to check out of the hospital, come on over here.
I don't think you want to rush it. I mean, I don't, Brian, we can take it in August or something.
We'll see how it works out. See, okay. I don't know. Of course, I may not have to go into that for that. So, all right. 50, let's see, that's going to be on the 2nd, isn't it? Next week, the 2nd, going to be on Tuesday. Is that right? It's coming Tuesday. Well, I've got to remind my wife, too, because I've got to remind myself on Tuesday night instead of Thursday night. All right, it'll be 56 and 57. Well, let's go on to 56.
You know, excuse me, you're sort of in the ironic position of hoping you have to have surgery. Because if everything comes out negative
you have to have surgery. That's a terrible blessing, isn't it? I mean, it's the nice, it's in your favor, it's good, but then it's bad, you got to go into that thing.
Right.
What a reward, you know? And then the thing about it is, of course, if they don't find it there, that's still good, isn't it? But if they find it there, then it's, why'd they have to do that? Why couldn't they find it on the other test? I don't know, it seems like these tests, but you can see how thorough this man is. He doesn't want to take guesswork on it. But suppose, perchance, the CAT scan was erroneous. Or suppose all this dye up here in the x-rays, it missed this or missed that, see? And suppose in the actual organs, you can see there's real trouble. They treat it one way, and lo and behold, down the line, you'd find something else. See, that's what he's thinking of. But the price of thoroughness, that's the thing. We're trying to go to our 40th reunion. My wife and I graduated from Berea High School in 1945. It's 85. And most of our class will be there, see. And they've given us all of the materials, and we're making it into a book because we have our binder, you know, different name. Bonnie volunteered, my wife volunteered. So we're hoping we can go. But of course, if we go, if it is surgery, then 6-7 weeks I can't drive either, see. So if she's going to drive all the way, that's going to be terrible.
Me
sitting in there, that's in Ohio.
Berea, Ohio.
Near Cleveland.
It's outside of Cleveland.
Yeah, which is not too many hours.
Please, sir. Play against Berea.
Is that right?
Yeah, ran track against.
Where did you?
I was in Ohio, Cleveland. I went to Collinwood.
Oh, Collinwood. Collinwood. Is that right?
Right. I don't know if you remember because my father graduated from. Let
me see. When did he graduate from?
Well, it's after way before you.
Yeah.
Before you, but Collinwood used to play.
Is that right? I was on the track team. I don't remember Collinwood. You know, playing in those early days. Of course, I was 45. I don't know what your year was.
My father's.
No, your year.
My year? Yeah. When I got out of high school?
Yeah.
Oh.
60? Something
yeah,
like that. 64. Yeah. Well, I was back in 45. Your dad must have been...
My dad was got a... I'm 40? Trying to back up when he... So I was born in 45.
Yeah. But he then, must have been 40.
So he'd have to 1940, 38, 39, something like that.
Yeah, well, I was on the football team and the track team. And I don't remember playing Collinwood. I may have something after that we... got out of there, see.
Yeah, it could have been.
But you know, the funny thing, this football play, of course, most of them unsaved, see, so we don't have a testimony to the whole thing. And when I graduated from high school, I was the second man in my class, second person, salutatorian, I guess they call it. So I gave a speech. And I told them about the old violin, see. I gave a testimony. I told them about the old violin held up with a bow, you know. I told them, you remember that poem, don't you? The auctioneer thought it scarcely worth his while, you know, an old violin, for a battered old violin. He yells out, who bids, who started the bidding? A dollar once, a dollar twice, a dollar three, almost gone. And then from the back of the room, an old master comes, plays the violin. And then he said, now what do you pay for it? I'm sure they're not going to ask me to say it again. I'm sure I wouldn't get through it again either. But who'll start the bidding for me? 100 once, or 200, 300, you know, so on. And then the moral of the poem is, many a life is all out of tune, battered and scarred with sin, are changed when they yield to the master, see, much like the old violin. And the thoughtless proud can never quite understand the change that is wrought and the worth of a soul by the touch of the master's hands. That's what it is. It's sort of a, if you know the Lord, it means something. If you're a modernist, it doesn't mean much. But anyhow, I said that, and also a teacher went forth to teach some 2,000 years ago before the age of the car, the radio and so on. He had no books, nor no magazines. He held no scholastic degree. But men still ponder the things we taught for the waters of Galilee. I mentioned that to my father. Then there's one more. He said, this is from Uncle Charlie, the one that led me to the Lord. See, I was saved in high school as a senior. See, and they saw the night and day, the change. You know, what a wicked boy I was, and leader of a dance band, 15-piece dance band, and played the saxophone, clarinet, and danced and went with all the girls, you know, and so on. And then they saw the difference. And Uncle Charlie led me to Christ, and he gave me this poem too. Something like, isn't it strange that princes and kings and clowns, the caper in sawdust rings, and common people like you and me are builders of eternity. And each is given, ere life is flown, each is given a this and a this and a book with rules. Two things I can't remember, a book with rules. And each must make, each must be, ere life is flown, a stumbling block or stepping stone. In other words, it's just little things. But anyway, we gave our testimony there. We want to do a good job here on this book and help out. And they've asked my wife to give the tribute to Pentecost, which is going to be a real gospel testimony. As many as going to be there. Now, most of them will be out playing golf, I suppose. This is the same time they're going to schedule golf. But anyhow, we expect about 100 people to show up, maybe 140 at the thing. And because you get just maybe 25 or 30, that's all right. We don't care, but it's at the Brea Historical Society. So it'll be a witness. So we're hoping we can go, and we hope this doesn't tie up the thing. And so that's our situation there. In fact, I think my wife found this, now that I think of it, and I have in my Bible this old violin poem, and I think I put it in here.
Somebody else said that. You know, at the church, was that Dr. Monroe Parker?
Oh, is that right? You said the thing? You know, Tesla Masters, that little track. See, it's really a nice little track.
Who prints that track?
Well, that's printed by Good News Publishers. And it was battered and scarred, and the auctioneer thought it scarcely worth his while to waste much time on the old violin, but he held it up this morning. What am I bidding, good folk, he cried. Who'll start the bidding for me? A dollar, then two, only two, $2, we'll make it three. Going for three, but no. From the room far back, the gray-haired man came forward and picked up the bowl. Then, wiping the dust from the old violin and tightening the loosened strings, he played a melody pure and sweet as a caroling angel sings. The music ceased, and the auctioneer, with a voice that was quiet and low, said, now, what am I bid for the old violin? He held it up for the bowl. $1,000? We'll make it three. $2,000? We'll make it three. Excuse me. $1,000? We'll make it two. $2,000? We'll make it three. $3,000 once? $3,000 twice? I said hundreds, it's thousands. And going and gone, cried he. People cheered, but some of them cried, we do not understand. What changed its worth? Quick came the reply, the touch of the master's hand. Many a man with life out of tune and battered and scarred with sin is auctioned cheap to a thoughtless crowd, much like the old violin. A mess of pottage, a glass of wine, a game, and he travels on. He is going once, he's going twice, he's going and almost gone. But the master comes, and a foolish crowd never can quite understand the worth of a soul and the change that's wrought by the touch of the master's hand. Myra Brooks is the one that wrote that. But that's a good little track.
Good little
track. My wife dug that up one time, so I'm going to take it along with me up there. And my son's wife's church is Ascodia Pentecost, too, up there, which is nice when we're up there. Madison Avenue Baptist Church in Cleveland, 95th and Madison, 95th and Madison.
Is that right? What, yeah, that's on the west.
And,
that's on
the west side. Yeah. So I'll preach in the morning, and then she's going to get Pentecost in the evening. So that's nice. I'm glad they invited us. They're without a pastor, and he's retiring, and so on. So we get some preaching in. And then our former pastor, Pastor Nicka, has invited us the following Sunday way out to Illinois, where he's been pastor for, I guess, 35 years. I'll be preaching the morning again, and the Pentecost will be nice. So we'll have a few meetings this summer. All right, let's move on to number 56 and 57. I apologize for taking so much time aside from our Greek class, but we'll see if we can put on the afterburners and get on our jet airplane and move along and still come out punctually. And as the Spanish say, a tiempo, on time, right? I make the stand where I'm page 200. Is that right? 56, 57, 200. I make the stand, or I place where I stand as well.
Histemi.
Now, this is like a causative in Hebrew. See, I make the stand. I cause the stand. See, it's the causative. It's the histemi. See, sort of. I set against, or I withstand, as well. Histemi. Now, this is antihistemi, but the tau goes into the theta. See, it's a histemi, but it's a rough reading. Therefore, the theta is the thing that takes the place of the tau. See, antihistemi, and it becomes antihistemi. I set against. All right, I raise up or rise or arise. I raise up, rise, or arise. Anistimi. Anistimi. Now, this is ana, up, you see, and histimi, to stand up. To stand up. And by the way, anistimi, anastasis, is resurrection. And that's why the Greeks believed in the literal bodily resurrection of the dead. Standing up. Anistasis. Ana, anistimi. Stand, ana, up. Now, a spirit doesn't stand up, a body stands up. Right. And so when you find in 1 Corinthians 15, the resurrection chapter, anastasis, 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 standing up, as it says in the Dutch, I know Dr. De Haan used to use this, upstanden. That's exactly, upstanding, standing up, exactly what the Dutch says, and that's what the resurrection is, right from the Greek, anastasis. So anastasis, all right, put away or depart from.
Apohistemi.
Here again, apohistemi, with a P changing to the phi, you see, with a rough breathing on the histemi. You get that? So this is just simply apohistemi. I put away or I depart from. Apohistemi. I go into, embark.
And bino.
We've had bino, haven't we? To step up, to rise up, and so on. All right, I stand upon or by, I come upon.
If.
Apohistemi. It's epihistemi. I stand upon, epi. And F, of course, changes because of the rough breathing on the histemi. I set down or appoint. Apistemi. Here's kata histemi, and this the kat becomes kat. All right. I pass over or depart.
Metabino.
It's funny they mix these all up, isn't it? I guess alphabetical order, though. I guess that's what it is. I place beside or stand by.
Paristemi.
There's para histemi. There's no change in the par except dropping out. Any questions on these here? Well, we got a couple more. Pardon me. I am amazed and beside myself.
Existence.
There's ek, and it's changed to xi in the presence. Ecstasy. Yeah, I guess that's pretty close to existence.
You may be stretching it now.
maybe ecstatic, though. Ecstasis. See, ecstasis, ecstatic, existence. That's close. Ecstatic, yes. I'm amazed. I'm beside myself. An ecstatic experience. Sort of a little bit, if you're beside yourself, that means you're split personality. You're here, and you're beside yourself. You're two, right?
Mm-hmm.
One fellow said, I don't remember who it was, but it was really funny. What did he say? Oh, it was in church Sunday morning. It was a missionary. And he said, one fellow had a brain, and he had two brains. How did he phrase it? He had two brains. I don't know. I have to ask my wife about that. But anyway, the gist of it was one was here, one was absent, and the other was out looking for it. Something like that. Two brains. That's strange. Mm-hmm. Have you heard that before?
Mm-hmm.
How to get that one? That seems like that's the first time I've heard that. I've heard people with they had a brain that'd be lonesome and so on and so forth. I've heard different things. That's right. Another brain. That's a very good. But this other thing. A fellow with two brains. I got to find my wife and see if she remembers it. Well, anyhow, this is silly. But ecstasy reminded me of that, see, because I'm beside myself. That means you're two people. You're really, what do you call those people that are?
Schizophrenic.
Yes, right. Schizos in front of us, two minds. All right. I command or I establish? I stand along with. See, I command somebody. I stand along with you. All right, let's go on to the next vocabulary. We'll come back to these other things a little bit later. Let's turn to page 204 to go over it, please. Very short vocabulary here.
Amen.
Only five. That's right. Amen is right. I place or lay or put down. I place, lay, or put down. Tithemi. See, this is another me verb. See, tithemi. Histemi is stand. Tithemi is to place. I lay upon or place upon.
Epitetemi. Epitetemi. Or I lay upon, that's epi. And the sepulcher, the sepulcher, what's your article? Or two. Neon. Now, in this word is mneon, which comes from mimnesco, which means to remember. We've had perhaps mimnesco, have we, to remember anything at all or not? A tomb is a memorial, see. So you remember that mneon, mimnesco. We had seemed like that something with that word. It seemed like I used that same illustration before. Maybe not. But this mneon is from mimnesco. It doesn't look anything like it, but it is mimnesco. All right, I set before or commit.
Or
epitetemi. I wonder, would one of you fellows run in and tell my wife that sounds? Thank you, Larry. You were good. She's in, I think, in the office. And or listen. Okay. Better yet, why don't you just turn it off? You think you can turn off? You know, figure it out. You know, on those. Yeah, turn on the light if you want. Right. That's right. And it's there's a setting. You turn the light. That's right. The setting called marked. If you want to make a pen, and we'll exonerate you because he was in that first as with the most. All right. Let's go on with, thank you, both of you gentlemen. See, where were we? That's on page 204, wasn't it? Sepulcher. I said before, it's paratithemi, I commit, and then I add or give in addition. I add or give in addition is what?
Paratithemi.
Not para, but...
Pair.
Not para, but...
He's on the last one.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, on the wrong one?
The very bottom.
He says sepulcher.
Oh.
Pros.
Pros, isn't it?
Pros.
Prostitemi. Okay, did you say pros before? Or did you say
par?
Okay.
I thought you said
that.
Well, the one above. Okay, very good. I set before, commit. And then prostitemi, I give in addition. See, pros is in addition to and added to. So. All right. Now, of course, we have both exercises. Don't forget that. Let's go back and see what else we can dream up without getting into too much difficulty here. 480 is sort of... bracketed, so let's forget that bracketed situation. Histemi. We don't have too many brackets on 482, except on the imperative. But on the indicative, the present, middle, passive, histemi, we don't seem to be all right. Let's go on 486. Me, Aris, paragraph 486 is out of brackets there. Let's move on to 491, paragraph 491, tithemi. That looks pretty good for the present, except one bracket there. Let's see here. Since that's a holiday, let's not take any of it. Since you got only Tuesday, just do your exercises, hit that test good and hard. And we'll go over it right now. They're sort of review, but let's not bother your brains about that since we're tight and two lessons and only Tuesday, et cetera. That's a good theory.
It's tired.
All right. You've done well throughout the school year. And so let's go back over then, 56, page 201. Now, notice the principal parts of histemi. Let's go over them. First is what?
This thing.
What would that be?
Present
tense. Next?
Spatial.
What would that be?
Future.
Mm-hmm. Next?
Estes.
Is it S or test?
Estes.
It's a smooth breathing? Estes. All right. Estes. What would that be?
First
air. All right. The next?
Estes.
Would this be rough or smooth?
Rough breathing.
What would that be?
Perfect.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And of course, histami, that's in brackets. Forget that. What's the next one?
Hestathane.
How would that be? For the thing?
Aorist
passive. That's right. Aorist passive. And second aorist active would be what?
Hestathane.
So that's the second aorist active, just like estesi is the first aorist.
So it's got a first and a second.
First and second, that particular one.
Now, is the order normally when you get a verb principal parts, if you were to get one of those books that had them, would it be in that order?
That's
present?
Easy. Mm-hmm.
This is the proper order?
That's the proper order. Present,
do they have
future.
They have books like that with principal parts of all the verbs?
I don't know. They probably do.
Yeah.
Of course, in the back of this book,
this one has
we have
back,
a lot of
there are
see,
books
like
there.
This. You know, some. And of course, our
like
actual...
in alphabetical order or something.
Yeah, that'd be real nice. Our analytical has most of them.
state. For instance, if we look under, what is this, histamine, we probably have...
I think it only gives you the future and heirs. I don't think it gives you all.
Possibly not. I know if you get the big lexicon, Liddell and Scott's classic request, then I think you would have pretty well all there. See, they give them all in a big, real big lexicon, but that's a lot of money. Two volumes it is, actually. Histamine. Our histamine. Future, steso. First heiress, estesa. Transitive, to make the stand. Pluperfect, estos. Intransitive perfect, hesteca. See, the, down in the line, see more. First heiress, estate. They don't put it right in the top, but then in the body, they
body. Yeah.
Apparently they get most of them now. I don't know what they may have left out, but they have most of them. So this may be a possibility in here, see, or something like that, or any of the Greek lexicons that you may have, but it would give quite a few of them, see. But some of them are not complete. All right, any other questions on that? Conjugation of histamine, the present, active, indicative. Let's go through it, even the brackets, forehead, through brackets and all. Histamine, histase, histase, histamen, histate, histase, histase. All right, subjunctive, non-occurring, paradigm, occurring, infinitive, histana, participle, histas, and histas. I guess you take your picture, you take your pick there, don't you? Histas, and then...
No, histas, histas, histan.
Oh, I guess that's right. Histas, histas, histan. You're right. And then brackets sort of swallowed up. Let us go to the indicative, histamai, the present, middle, and passive of to stand for oneself. I stand by myself, or I am stood. You know, I'm stood up. I guess you're put in the standing position. Histamai, histasai, histatai, histamata, histasta, histana, histana.
Histantai.
Histantai, right, histantai, right. All right, subjunctive doesn't occur. Imperative means stand. Histaso, histasto, histaste, histastoson. And infinitive, histasta. Participle, histaminos, histamine, histamino. And then the imperative, indicative, active, middle, passive, passive of histami is histame, histasto, histato, histamata, histaste, histanto. All right, going down to 486. You got the femi, which means to say, and so on. Amy, present imperative Amy. Now, this is an interesting thing. If isti, esto, este, and estoson. So this is imperative. Be this, be that, let him be. Alright, the aorist of histemi. I don't know why they throw that in there, but I guess they just put in this special 486 paragraph. Aorist active histemi is estain, estes, este, estime, estete, estesan. Difference in meaning between este and estesa, first heirs, and the other is that este, I stood, is intransitive, and estesa, I set or placed, is transitive. So that's the difference. Intransitive, I stood. Mm-hmm. I didn't set or place something, but here I set or place transitive. It takes an object. That's the transitive. Means I take an object. I set the book down. Estesa. That's very unusual that they have different forms for each, and also very unusual, I guess, that they have a different meaning. Although the book says that normally they do have meanings that are different, but we can't always abide by it, see? All right, let's go on. Subjunctive is sto, stase, stay, stomen, state, stosi. Imperative, state, sta, stato, state, stato sign. Infinitive, stainai. Participle, stas, stasa, stan. And like estain, the ebane, the second of me for bino, that's ebane, ebase, and so on and so forth. But that's for bino. We don't worry about the bino, except in exercises we may have to worry about it. See? So I'm saying these may crop up in your exercises. You may not have to memorize them for next week, but you may have to look up these forms. Notice the page 205 on lesson 57, the principal parts of tithemi, to put it a place, are what? What's the first one? Tithemi is what tense? The top of 205.
Present.
Present. And what's the next one? Peso's future. I will place or put. What's the next one?
Ethica,
which is what?
First aorist.
First aorist, kappa aorist, and what would that mean? I put or place. All right, then what's the next one?
Tetheka.
What would that be? Perfect. All right, that's perfect. Active, probably. What's the next one?
Tetheima.
Probably perfect middle and passive. Perfect passive, huh? So you got an extra one thrown in there. And the following, the final one is what?
Tetheima.
All right. Tetheima, which is the aorist passive.
Passive.
It's the thing. See, the theta A that gives you the aorist passive.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go on to 491, go through some of these forms. Even though the bracket, let's go right through. The indicative is present active indicative is tithemi, tithesis, tithemin, tithesis. That's a strange one, isn't it? All right, subjunctive, titho, tithes, tithe, tithomen, titheta, tithosi. Imperative means place or put. Tithe, tithetto, tithete, tithetosan. Infinitive, tithenai, participle, tithes, tithesa, tithen. All right, the aorist is like that and so on. Imperfect indicative active, tithemi. Let's go through that one. Even though many brackets, at tithem, at tithes, at tithe, at tithemen, at tithete, at tithesan. 493 paragraph, conjugation, present, middle, and passive of tithemi. Let's go through that, even though the brackets are in a couple of them. Tithemi, tithesi, tithetai. Tithemetha, tithesta, tithentai. Conjugate doesn't occur. Imperative means put this down. Lay that pistol down, babe. Remember that song years ago? Put that thing down. Put that book down. Put that gun down. All right, titheta, tithesto, tithesta, tithestosan. And then the infinitive? Tithesai. Participle? Titheminos, tithemine, tithemenon. Perfect indicative middle and passive tithemi. At titheme, at titheta, at titheso, at titheto. At tithemetha, at titheso, at tithento. At tithento. These are tongue twisters. All right, page 207, top of page 495, paragraph. Aorist active of tithemi. I placed in the past. I put down. Isn't this the one that's got the active meaning? All right, transitive. Ethica. 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 All right, the subjunctive. Tho, face, they. Thoman, theta, thosi. That's that I might place, that I might put something. Imperative. Aorist imperative. Thes, theto, theta. Theptosan. And infinitive, aorist infinitive is thenai, aorist participle, thes, thesis, then. All right, aorist middle of tithemi. Indicative is ethemane, ethu, etheta. Ethemetha, ethesa, ethenta. Sounds like a lisper made out of eth. All right, subjunctive, all brackets except one. Thomai, theta. Thometha, thesta, thonta. Imperative, thu, festo, festa, festosan. Infinitive, festai, and theminos, themine, theminon. All right, we've at least run those through maybe our ear gate, maybe our tongue gate, eye gate, and so on. And you may undoubtedly use these in your exercises, so look for them. We'll have a very brief quiz next time. All right. That's on Tuesday the 2nd, isn't it? Coming right up close. And then, of course, the following week will be the final week that we will meet, actually, as a class. And that will take up 58 and 59. And then we'll have a final on the 18th, right?
Yeah.
That's the night I'll be in the Kingburg on the executive committee meeting. Well, not the night. I mean, I'll be there at 12 noon the night before now. So I'll make that up in advance. Get ready to go on that. Okay. And next week we... For the 11th, I guess, will be soon enough. We can see what's going to happen on that. It'll be similar to what we had before. All right, any questions on these things? If not, let's get out our exercises and exchange your papers, please. Put them on the bottom of my graded by, and we'll take a look at them. That would be for 54. 54 and 55. When 54 begins on page 194, paragraph 465, is that correct? 465.
Yes.
Okay. Column graded. I got them exchanged, really. Should say. All right. Put name on the bottom, if you would, please. Graded by, and then we'll know. Ready for number one. Let's read the Greek, please, together. Page 194 at the bottom, paragraph 465. All right. We'll wait until we get our pages synchronized. Exercise Greek to English. What does number one say?
Hoste.
Delphoi.
Mu.
Zelute. Prophetelwain. All right. What does that say?
Greek.
Huh? Hoste means therefore, huh?
Therefore. Brothers.
My brothers.
My brothers.
Mm-hmm. Zelute. Desire or to seek.
To seek strongly or to covet.
Desire strongly, oh, therefore even covet.
Who's doing the desire? That would be a, so that must be a
plural. Imperative. Brothers, plural, yes. Desire, imperative, huh? Same form probably is indicative, but it is probably imperative in the context. Seek or covet. Seek strongly, desire strongly, or covet.
Seek to prophesy.
To prophesy. All right. Mm-hmm. Seek the prophesying with the articulate infinitive, but seek to prophesy is fine. Any other questions on one?
Is that where we get our word zeal?
Zeal. Mm-hmm. Zealot, a zealot, one who seeks and covets and strongly desires. Zealot. Mm-hmm. Is that our word? Yeah, zealot. Zealot. Page 191. Are there any questions further on one?
It's technically correct. Theoretically.
Let's go on to number two and read the Greek for me on that, please. Greek English. Anthropon. All right, what does that say?
There's a typographical error in that,
what do we
in that sentence.
Oh, it is?
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah, carcana.
All right.
What do you think that is?
What is it? It's
chi plus acanos. Did we have that before?
Yeah.
I think they're going to do that to us later.
He gave us that some time ago.
By elision, by eliding these two together, Steve.
All he has to do is give it to us once and he's able to
know. All right, so what do we have from the top? Tade. Tade.
The ones having.
Or the things.
Things because it's
part
of the
mouth.
Things
which come out of or depart out
from the mouth.
The mouth.
Your mouth. Or. No,
well, the mouth could be your mouth.
No, it's your
the mouth.
And come out from the heart.
Come out or proceed from the
go
heart.
Go from the heart.
Go from the heart.
Those.
Kai Kenai. And these things, or those things. Right. Yeah, those things. The latter things. From the former things.
Common or defile.
Defile or make common the man. They defile the man. That's right. Any questions on two? Okay, number three. Read that for me, please, in the Greek to English first.
Kaisu.
Kaisu.
Auto.
Auto.
Stalus.
Stalus.
Duo.
Lestas. All right, what would that be?
And with him.
And with him.
They crucify two.
They are crucifying, literally in the present.
They are crucifying two robbers.
Two robbers, or two thieves, that's right. When it's said, in the historic sense, they crucified, but it is giving the present that they are crucifying. All right? Number four, please.
Kai.
Apen.
Autois.
Autois,
Humes. Este. Hoi.
Decaundes.
Heltus.
Enopion. Anthropon. All right, what would that say?
And he said to them.
He said to them.
You are the
ones who are justifying
themselves
before
the
men.
Is it justifying themselves or yourselves?
Themselves. They justify themselves.
Is plural.
You are the ones who justify themselves. You are people who justify themselves. So it's themselves, but it applies to them. See. Yourselves of the.
There isn't a yourselves.
Salatos. So you have to set. Mm-hmm. See, you have to have for yourselves. Right? Isn't that right?
Did I say yourselves?
I think it's.
You are those who justify themselves. See, huh? This is themselves, right?
Yes. I thought it was themselves.
Yeah,
I
did. So yourselves is saautos.
Saautos.
It's the reflexive. If you look under the reflexive pronoun,
okay.
Back there,
yes,
down.
Yes, that's correct. Second person self.
Self.
Well, of course, you could use it.
Page what?
Page
159. Is out on there? See.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it's out. It's tossed.
No, it's
tous. Where are we saying that?
Okay, tous. Well, it could be yourselves, and I guess.
Oh, I see, in the plural. You're right.
Second or third person.
Yeah, I guess you're right. It is how twice. Isn't that something, the plural? Yourselves, singular, yourself
so
becomes
you,
themselves.
You, I guess grammatically, if you,
you
were in the second
yourself.
Person, you would probably go into
so
the
you
have to
say yourself, yeah.
I
didn't recognize that and didn't remember that, but Steve was correct on that. In the singular, you got to have a sa, but in the plural, you don't.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. That's it. Start justify yourselves, probably, contextually.
Yeah.
The foreman. Are there any questions further on four? All right, number five. Read that for us, please, all together.
Kai.
Epate.
Archippo.
Archippo.
Hippo, is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Archippo. Plepe.
Tain.
Diakonion.
Tain.
Paralepes. Paralepes.
And
Curio.
Inna.
Altain.
Leirois.
All right, what is that?
And you said.
He said. Yeah, he plural said. Mm-hmm.
To whoever that is.
Archippus.
Archippus.
The lead horse. Hippos is horse, and Arche is the lead
horse.
That's first
horse. Is that?
I'd like to have a name like that.
Not vocative.
First horse.
No, imperative. That's imperative.
What's
imperative?
No,
not necessarily.
Isn't it sort of an
Well, it could be, I suppose, the same form, but I think here wouldn't be the general indicative.
I think it is according to the verse, I think you're
right.
And say to Archippus.
Oh, I see. All right.
Because it's Paul telling somebody to say
it. Is that conjugated with an imperative?
I think
probably the same form.
An imperative is probably the same form.
Probably the same form as indicative, yeah. Aorist imperative?
Yeah.
Hey, pop that. All right, let's take a look.
I'm pretty sure I found it.
Where am I? At the, see, it's the same form.
Yeah.
Well,
same
well,
in all the forms.
Mm-hmm. So they thought that was all right, huh?
Wouldn't make much sense if it was you say.
Okay. Apate, let's see what they got here.
You made it imperative.
Did I?
Say to Archippus.
That's the one add it back here. What's this? Skip that there. A, and then it went to F. Epsilon, the other, and then went to Epsilon. All right, we'll apet then. Aorist, first aorist, is it?
Yes.
Imperative. Lusate. And the regular is elusate. So it's without the augment.
That's the right,
has no augment. All right, it has no augment.
But so, this is secondary because it's APO.
Yeah.
Or APO.
Apate. It may not have an augment, although this A, epsilon iota, may be a temporal augment.
It's secondary, so it doesn't need an augment.
It's a secondary.
Okay, you're right. You're right. All right, apate. All right, so, and say to Archippus, go ahead.
Seek.
Not seek, but blepo.
Let that.
To see.
Watch.
See. See, yeah, I thought you said seek, I'm sorry. See? See? Yeah, that's right. See?
The servant.
The minister, the ministry, I guess, is it the ministry?
Yeah.
Which received.
You received.
In the Lord.
In the Lord.
You received in the Lord.
So that.
See to, maybe your watch toward the ministry of the service received the Lord. So that.
You may fulfill it.
You may fulfill it. That's important, isn't it? See that he watches out for the ministry of service which the Lord has given to him. You know, which was given in the Lord, see, that he fulfilled. That's the verse that I've taken many times for our Bible Today ministry, that we, what ministry he's given us to do, that we may fulfill it, see. Different, perhaps, in any ministry on the face of the earth, in all of its ramifications, all of its interests, all of its outreaches, but we want to fulfill it. That's why we want the Lord to continue the life of this director as he would have it, to fulfill it, and if not, well then of course he knows best. But if my wife wants to fulfill it, keep it going at least in some fashion, in some way. But anyway, this is a good verse, excellent verse. I don't remember where it's found, but in the King James it's translated, let the look at or take heed, I think, to the ministry that she received.
That'd be
the
end of one.
I think it's probably Philippians or Colossians or some of those things.
Colossians,
maybe. But it's a real good verse. Okay, what's number six? You see, a lot of people start ministries and then they get timid and they sort of drop out and sort of fall behind the way, see. Going gets rough, the rough get going, see. I mean, it's not really tough going and stuff that going. So, but they just drop off the side. See, they don't fulfill it. Whether they're pastors, you know, whether they're Christian teachers, whatever it is, see, they don't fulfill it. They don't keep it going. That plato is a very important verb. Continue to fulfill it. See, plato is present tense indicative, continuous action. Keep right on it going. See, don't let up on it. And you see, a lot of times people just say, well, it's not worth it. And just drop this and drop that. So, if it's worth doing, it's worth doing well, it's worth fulfilling. If the Lord gave it to you. Now, if the Lord didn't give it to you, don't bother with it. It's not worth the powder to blow it up, see. If you feel it's the Lord's leading, that you're in that particular area, then go to it. And don't let any man, woman, child, or deacon board face you down. I say deacon board with meaning, I tell you. This last week, we had more problems with deacon boards than you can shake a stick at. Just in 1 week. See, my wife very seldom writes particular pastors and wonders, do they want tribute to Fanny Crosby when we're in the area? But she was going, and we were going to the anniversary, Cleveland, Ohio area. So she wrote 2, 3, or 4 of her friends, do you want to have the ministry of Fanny Crosby? So the one in our home church, Berea Baptist Church, Berea, Ohio, where I was ordained to the gospel ministry and sent out into the chaplain corps, see, they don't even know us. They don't know her. The pastor wrote quite a snotty letter. But one of the things is the deacons didn't want us. They didn't this. They didn't pick anybody that we didn't know and so on. They certainly couldn't support the Bible for their ministry and so on. What they know of. This was a young pastor that had just been ordained, by the way. Anyhow, that's one. But it was the deacons that were mad, and they decided that this is it. The second thing was when we asked concerning a friend of ours, Pastor Lynn Rogers, Northfield, Ohio. He's been in that church for 30, 35 years. And he's got 2 assistant pastors. He called us on the phone. He said, yes. He wanted me to preach on the office of deacons versus elders instead of going with the MacArthur situation when he changed everything to eldership instead of deacons. And also, he wanted my wife on Sunday evening for a tribute to Fanny Crosby. You know, they called back just as, and he's been friends of ours for years. Called back and very apologetic. He said, you know, I can't do it. Deacons turned it down. Yeah. Here's a pastor, leadership. I gave him 6 things for this summer that I thought were good and knocked down 3 out of the 6. And 2 was by my preaching and the coming. So, in other words, he got 1 thing.
Were they allowing the deacons to move?
Where
did they get the verses for that?
Boy, I don't know. But, you know, that's. And here was the chairman of the deacons, and Lynn told me, see, we know Pastor Lynn for years. used to work with them in factory together. But while we were making money before the school was on, Dunham Manufacturing Company. But he told me, he said, this, they have a deacon care program, and he posts right in his office visits and a call. Each deacon's supposed to call 10 or 12 families on the telephone. Doesn't make them visit, which is good. I think it's might be hypocritical about it. It's very hard to call and make visits in homes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the sixth one says what? Top of page 195. We've got to get going, but we will make it, Lord willing.
Elegon.
Jane.
Exodon.
Altu. Pain.
Hamelin.
Is that rough or smooth?
Smooth.
Amelin.
Mm-hmm.
Yerusalem. All right. What does that say? Imperfect here. Elegon.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. So it's either I or he, they.
Probably they.
They,
they were speaking. They were talking. Or, it doesn't say what they're sort of about. You almost have to say about because you got the accusative of reference about the departure of him, his departure, his exodus,
which
he was about. See, about to do something. It's Emelon. See, he was about to fulfill
injuries.
Is that did we have that somewhere?
See, Melo means about to do something. See. And Amelon, he was about an imperative. I mean, to be imperfect. I get those. Imperfect. So to be about to do something is mellow. See? Right? About to fulfill, about to accomplish, I believe the King James very observantly translates that. By his decease, he's about to accomplish, to fulfill. That's good, isn't it? Plato. To fulfill or to fill inducement. Any question on that?
Did we discuss that accusative of reference anywhere before?
No, I don't think so. I didn't think so. He was talking. The Exodus. See if I can get the... Oh, boy. I hope that doesn't fall down the drain there. All right. The accusative. All right, let's see if we have that. I believe it's a reference is the proper term for that. Let me just check on that. Cases. 65.
65. How do I eat? Man, let me see mine in a second.
Well, it's hard because you have this.
Literal.
We didn't.
Yeah.
We don't.
Literal.
We can't hold you to that, as far as what that means. It means you just have to know that that's the general picture. Let me see if I can find accusative, locative, instrumental. Accusative, all right.
Of course. I guess
accusative, direct object, I speak truth. Verbal accusative, sometimes, of measure or of manner or of reference. who labored for you with reference to many things. It's just simply, hetes pola ekopiasen, which is labored, eis humas. He labored much with reference to many things. Pull out with many things. See, it's an accusative reference, but you don't know that yet. So, cognate accusative, double accusative, accusative absolute, accusative with oaths. You see, these things, that's why you need to stand in Matthew. It's excellent for the intermediate grammar to get that feel. But this accusative, that's the way you put it in, with reference. He was speaking with reference, you see, accusative reference to his exodus, to his departure. Any other questions on that one there? All right, let's move on swiftly, brethren, to our English to Greek. They were crucifying him with two robbers, crucified Stavrao. So they were crucifying
him. Estaurun.
All right, Estaurun. They were crucifying. Estaurun. All right. Him, Auton. With, soon, two. And we got that right up in here in the Greek. This is different. No.
Yeah, it does conjugate Ducey or something.
Oh, it is Ducey. Oh, I guess you're right. Ducey with two, and then Lestas got changed to Lestice. Would it be? Lestice.
No,
Data.
I got that.
With two.
Assume Data?
Robbers. Instrumental.
Yeah, I use M to.
All right, with two Robert. Got that one then? All right, number two. Let us love him who justifies us.
Free will. I'm not looking things up.
Let us love him who justifies us. The let us love would be the imperative, wouldn't it? Let us love. The hortatory is
imperative.
And love, you want to take agapao? You want to take phileo? Which one do you want to take?
Agapao.
Agapomen. Huh? Agapomen. Yeah. Let us love. The one who justifies us. Here's your articular infinitive, probably.
Yeah.
Hon.
Participle infinitive?
Oh, excuse me, participle. Articular participle. Hon. The one who. Let us love. Him who. He who. Right? Hon. Would it be Hon?
Let us love him.
Him.
Who.
Who. Him who. Then justify. Dikaiao is your verb. Dikaiao is your verb. So Dik, who is justifying us in the participle. Dikaion. Dikaion. Who is justifying? Yes, in the nominative.
So it has to be in the nominative.
It's got to be an accusative.
It's an accusative.
Dikaionta. 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 Who is justifying us?
Nominative because you've got a phrase who justifies
us. Well, all right. It depends on the attraction. Remember, we got the relative pronoun, whether it's attracted into the accusative or whether it is in the nominative. See? That's true. Remember attraction. Sometimes you get pull either. So in other words, instead of han, it could be ha. See, he who. Ha.
I agree with
the Kyo. The Kyo.
Because it's referenced.
You're saying let us love the one justifying us, right. So it's accusative.
Yeah, in that sense. But you know, sometimes with attraction, it can be nominative, doesn't that? Remember we had this attraction, how they pull over these relative pronouns? Either way. So I'll accept either one.
But that would. I don't know.
It doesn't look right. It looks sure. I think accusative is cleaner. But you have sometimes those attractions. All right, the works of the righteous are being manifest. The works, of course, would be ergos. Ergon. How would it be ergos? So it'd be ta erga. The erga. The works, ta erga, of the righteous. Ton dikaion, isn't it?
Yes.
The righteous. Ton dikaion. Are being made manifest. Now here, to make manifest is phanerao, is it not?
Yes.
Are being made. That's the passive. Present passive. Participle. Well, not participle, but active. It's actually are being made. Are we actually in the thing? Present, active, passive. Of the word fonerao. So it would be are being.
Are being, so it would be.
Passive. Fonerumata. Fonerumata, is that right?
No, foneruta.
Ove, or paruntai. Paneruntai, that'd be. Parunta. Oh, I got the tie here.
Present.
This present indicative. See, ta would be something else, the secondary ending. I don't know where that ended, but paneruntai, right? Right, are being manifested. Are being made manifest. Any questions on that? All right, four. Finally, the end. That which goes into the mouth does not defile man.
Can then be articulate.
Articular participle. Ha.
Yeah, I had a tough time with that one.
Ha. And erkamai is go into exerkamai. I mean, ace erkamai be going into, right?
Yeah.
Ace erkamai. Ha. Ace erkhamenon. Erkhamenos. Right? Ha. Ace erkhamenos. Erkhamenos. Which goes into the mouth.
So ace, stomach.
Stomata. It does not defile. That's koinao. Koinao is the, isn't it? To make plain, to defile.
Do not.
Koinao, is it? Or
yeah,
koinao?
Koinao.
It does not defile. Koin. And that does, this could be in the present tense, does not defile. Coin, it does not defile. Coin, nay, wouldn't be.
So you got to change it.
Koinoi. Anthropon. Anthropon. Whatever. Any question on that? All right, let's go on to our final thing. In only 15 minutes to do it, let's see if we can handle it with our teacher's long oration Otherwise, all right, humin tom mysterion dedotai tes basileas to the u. Number one, page 200. What is it? I'll read the Greek to save a little time. Humin tom mysterion dedotai.
To you.
It is given. Dedotai. The mystery of the kingdom,
of God.
All right, to you is given. Haikuria tis esten ha paradidusa. What's that?
Lord. What is...
Who? Just be in the case, who, Robin?
Who is the great thing? Who is the one given over?
Who is the one who is giving and is betraying you? The one who is giving you over. Yeah, giving you over, betraying you, yeah. The paradidus, remember, paradidomy is to be give over to, or to pray, to hand over.
Well, you just give over, which is okay.
That's all right.
But you got given over, giving.
This is your articular participle again. Who is the one who is betraying you? And, of course, in the different types of participles, it's the one who is about to betray you, see. Right. It's the incipient betrayal. See, that's one of the techniques that you can use to translate.
Yeah,
but you can say, who is betraying you? All right, number three. Panti aitunte se didu. What's that?
To all.
Everyone asking you. All right, to everyone asking you. That's the Sermon on the Mount, which a lot of people say is for this age, but I believe it's the millennial age primarily. And the dispensationalist has application here and there. But in that first tape, as I said in my Sunday school class, making application, this is one of them. If you give to everyone asking you, you'll be a poor man, you have nothing. Yet in the millennium, you give to anyone asking you, the Lord will take care of it and bring it up to you. Because he's the one in charge of the whole economic affairs. But you see, if you can put this as a matter of principle, which is contrary to other New Testament teachings, whereby the man not provide for the things of his own household, he's worse than an infidel. See, there's a contradiction here. And everyone that says this is for this age, I think is dead wrong. Now, Dan was going to teach on the Sermon on the Mount to his young people's group to get in one of his teaching lessons. He's got to teach 10 times at Bob Jones' course this summer.
Mm-hmm.
Something, some sort of a Sunday school. And he began going down here, and of course, in the Bob Jones notes, it said they got these hyper-dispensationalists and this and that, and they don't believe it's for this age primary. I said, Dan, your dad's one of these. Dallas Seminary's one of these. Schofield Bible's one of these. All we're saying is, though it has application for today, the principal primary fulfillment of all of it is in the millennium, because here was the king about to set up the kingdom, giving the principles of the kingdom, in Matthew especially, to his earthly people Israel, and that didn't occur in Mark. Some of them Luke, but not too much, and then on to John. So, anyway, they don't believe in that dispensation. But anyway, this is one of the things right here. You'd be a poor man, wouldn't you? You just wouldn't be able to provide for that. I mean, honestly, if the word once got out, I mean, if anybody asked you $10, $15, your TV, your chairs, you know, your lights, your clothes, you know, if word got out and you followed this literally, you could not fulfill the injunction. If any man provide not for the things of his own household, he's worse than if he's denied the basic. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's certain contradictory principles, and I point this out in that introductory lesson on the Sermon on the Mount. I don't know why the regular Baptist press even taught the thing, because they believe that. Now, even a book by Dallas Seminary's teacher, Dr. what's his name, he wrote Things to Come, Pentecost, Dwight Pentecost. He wrote a book now on the Sermon on the Mount, and he's got the thing all over here. Other men from Dallas Seminary, you know, everybody is switching their sides. When I went to Dallas years ago, they taught us one way. Now, apparently, everybody's on the bandwagon, all Sermon on the Mount. When we were taught, that was what modernists preached on. Because you've got pacifism there. You've got social gospel. If anybody takes you to law, go ahead, and if he takes your coat, give him your cloak, you know, the whole thing. This is terrible, and love your enemies, and if he smites you on one side, give the other cheek, and various things, and don't go to war, and this all kinds of things. It just gives you the willies. Anyhow, we're not going to finish with that sort of oration. All right, four. Your dispensation of free money now in your school, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, as I thought you were. Ede, u poyo ta erga tu patros mu me pistewate moi. Ede poyo kan emoi me pistewete tois ergois pistewete. ena genote kai genoskete hoti enemoi hopater kago ento patri. Oh, that's a long one for us. Really hasten to get that one and get it quickly. But if I do not know the works.
Right.
Well, yeah, so to do right. The works of the deeds of my father. Make this stout. Don't believe me. See, stop believing me because it's present tense. It's pistout. Don't even begin to believe.
Yeah,
I don't certainly stop believing me. We're believing me, but cease believing
right.
me. Yeah.
Right.
Isn't that right? Pistout.
Right.
All right. And then what?
But if I do. And that's a little key. What's that mean? Even if. To me?
To me, you do not believe in me.
In me.
Believe in the works. Believe in the works or in the deeds so that he may know.
You may know and understand.
He may know and may understand. You know,
okay.
In me is understood the Father, and also in the Father.
Right.
And I also am in my Father. In other words, you could always put the Amy in there, and it's all in a good sense in Greek, just like in Hebrew. Put in the copula. Any questions on four? All right, five. Dr. Autois, Emes, Pagain. Short and sweet. Dr. Didomi, that's your imperative. That's why I went over those things.
Imperative.
So give. That's give. Didomi is ducting.
Give to them.
Give to them.
To eat.
In other words, they don't give you to eat in accusative, but you in the nominative give them to eat. You give them. You're feeding the 5,000. Remember, give ye them to eat. That's what the Lord told them. How can we do it? You know, how are we going to buy the meat? So, lego de, number six. Lego de, you mean, of the eleas, ede elthen, kai uk, epignosan auton. What does that say?
What I say,
to you, plural?
To you.
Uh-huh.
That Elias.
Already came.
And he did not recognize him.
You did not recognize him. Okay? Any question on six? Our number seven, apodita pasi tas ophelas. What's that?
You gave.
Pay back, or give back, or return. Repay. Apodidomi. There's your imperative again. Apodidomi. See, it doesn't look much like didomi, but there it is. Dupte. Give back. See, that's why you got to learn these verbs and see, recognize them, because you're going to look at some strange form.
Okay.
I give back to all the dues, their dues. You can change that with there. All right, number seven, any questions? Number eight, the final one, Greek to English. Existin, dunai, kenusa, kenun, kaisara, A us domen, a me domen? Question mark.
Okay.
I didn't ask this question, pardon me. But existen, who knows?
Is it lawful?
It is lawful, it is necessary.
Is lawful to give,
to give
tribute.
Tribute or poll tax
Caesar,
to Caesar or not.
Or not.
See, is it or not? And what answer is expected with the U?
Yes.
It is lawful, isn't it, Lord?
So you.
Yes,
ooh.
It is. Okay. See, that's very good. That's U, see.
But they asked a question.
That's right. It is lawful,
so,
isn't
but
it?
They were asked a question. Okay, they asked a question in a sense to trick him up, though, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
But they used the word. Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. See, they were trying to get him to answer yes. They get him in a trap.
Well,
chat.
Really,
well, no,
couldn't
but they,
either way, he answered. He would lose.
Oh, that was one of the horns of the. That
yeah,
was the horns
I think
of the
so.
Limit.
I think I
they were
horn.
Trying to put him on the horns
yeah,
of the limit.
That's right. What's his next question? This is May.
Okay, where are we here?
Well,
okay.
Of course, it's
okay.
Really shall we give, or no. Shall we not? See? Now there, it's domen. See, it's the didomi again. It's the subjunctive. It's the hortatory subjunctive.
Okay.
Shall we give, or shall we not? Give? See, now there, may is not used in the question. You can't. It's just
well,
not. It's used for not.
May we give or may we not give?
That's all right. May we give or may we not give? That's right. Shall we give? That's either one. Any questions on that one?
Okay.
Number eight. All right, let's breeze along in the next 6 minutes of the next three sentences. Simple three, just think. 2 minutes per question. If I know all mysteries in heaven and love, I am nothing. If I know, it'll be A,
Epsilon Eta, would it be, or A?
I said A.
A, all right, I know, in the present, negative sense, it's a no is to ginosko, as that would be what? A, ginosko, A, ginosko, all mysteries. Mysterion, is it mysterion, is mysteries?
Okay,
so it would be,
so be tas.
Tas and mysterias, would it be? Mysterias?
Pantas.
Oh, pantas.
Pantas.
Pas pasa pan. Isn't mysterion, isn't that tall mysterion?
But it's plural, so it has to be panta, wouldn't it?
Is it panta?
Yeah, it has to be panta, mysteri, mysterias. Huh? Mysterias? I think it's panta, mysterias. And have not love. Have is echo.
Is to echo.
Echo, have not. If anyone, if I know, and I have not, so and u echo, I do not have love, philos, or agapas. Agape, right? Echo, agape. Or hey, agape. Tain agape, accusative. I am nothing.
Amen.
Nothing is. Amen. Uden, would it be?
Udes.
I am nothing. No, I'm no one. See, Uden, have to be Uden. Okay. See, Udes is no one. I am no one. But what's nothing is the neuter, see. It has to be the neuter. I am nothing. Right?
Well, let's talk about that.
Who gave me Uden? I am no one. I know, but see, he's saying nothing.
He's
not saying I'm no one. He's saying I'm nothing. Uden. He's making himself into an it.
I probably made that same mistake.
But if you take a masculine, that's all right. I wouldn't count it off. Any questions further on that one, number one? Hi, number two. Yeah, I give you power to cast out demons. I give is didomi. So it's present tense. Simple. Didomi. I give, right? You. To you. You mean, I suppose. To you. Dative. You mean, right, to you. I give to you power. Exousia is one power. Dunamis is another power. This is probably authority in the sense of exousia. But we had exousia for power or authority?
Yes.
Either one. You can have dunamis if you want.
Dunamis.
Dunamis is fine. I give you power.
Is it dunamin?
Dunamin. I think it is dunamin is accusative. Dunamin. If it's exousia, it's exousia. Power or authority or right. It's cast out demons. Cast out ekbal, right? So to cast out ekbale, cast out, and demons, daimonios is demons, so plural, accusative. Daimonios. I guess daimonios, yeah. Is it to? Daimonion? To?
Yeah, I think it is.
Daimonion. Daimonion. All right. So that's a daimonion instead of a daimonia.
Isn't it neuter?
Daimonia. So it'd have to be daimonia, right? Ta, daimonia. Okay, change that. Thank you. I thought it was ta, daimonia. All right, final. And the question further on to three. Jesus was giving bread to the disciples that they might give it to the multitude. We have 3 minutes left.
Jesus.
Jesus was giving. That's the verb to give is didomi. It's you want to have the imperfect. Mm-hmm. Look it up if you need it. Imperfect of didomi. That's over on page 197. He was giving his edidu. That's right, edidu, you got it. Edidu was giving bread. Arton is bread, is the arton. To cast out, excuse me, no, I got the wrong one. To the disciples.
Twice, mate, tice.
Would that be it?
Right, that's correct.
That, in order that, fati, they might give it to the multitude. I might give it to the subjunctive.
So that would
so have either air, subjunctive, or present, doesn't make a difference, whatever is comfortable. They might give it. Dido si is the present, subjunctive. Air subjunctive would be.
Dosi.
Yeah, but that's. You don't want air.
Dosi. Well, you know, they might give once for all or whatever. Either one. Didosi. They might give to the multitude. Multitude is crowd, achlos, is it not? Ace ton achlon. Is that right? Ace ton achlon to the crowd, to the multitude.
Or how about dative or instrumental?
Ace, twice, achlos, that's all right.
Two.
Or achlo, to achlo, that's all right.
To Paul.
Yeah, that would be all right. Probably would be better. Any questions on three? If not, gentlemen, our total is 209 this evening. We have succeeded to finish on time, a tiempo, which is unusual indeed.
That's what I thought.
I don't know why.
But when you got that to give?
An order?
200 for Steve.
200 for Steve.
What's
that, gives him a 209. That gives him a 95.6, which would be 96% for Steve. 96% for Steve. All right.
202.
202, all right. 202 for Larry. That gives him a 96.6, which is 97%. Very good, Larry.
It's the same for Manny.
Very same for Manny. Good. Did well. All of you on that? Pass your papers back. There's our old man in the kitchen telling us it's time to go. And go we will. We shall. With all the extra touch of the master's hand, everything else we got in tonight, we still made it, so that's good. That's our bottom line. We want to make it each time. And we hope we weren't too bored.
Those are makeups.
Oh, those are your makeups. Okay, hey. I've got to put those up in up front. Let's see, did you give me... Did you give something else? This is it right here?
I don't know.
Okay. Very good, man. Will one of you please close in a word of prayer as the Lord leads you? Won't forget to be on Tuesday next week. Won't Tuesday. All right, go right ahead.
Dear Father, we're thankful, Lord, for the lesson this evening and, Lord, the opportunity that we can have to study your word. And we're thankful, dear Father, for the for Dr. Waite and taking his time out to instruct us in this language. We ask, Lord, that you might continue to bless him and, Lord, give him the grace that he needs, Lord, and to rely totally upon thee. We certainly pray for his health continuously. We ask, Lord, that you would just give us safe journeys as we would travel. We pray, dear Lord, that as we do go, Lord, that we would be mindful always of you, Lord, in our lives, and that we would continually to examine ourselves and always try to remain undefiled and, Lord, and a solid testimony for you. So, to the Lord, we come together again in order to study. We ask, Lord, that you would continue to bless each, and you remain and keep the stamina to study and be prepared always to serve thee in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Very good. Keep up the good work, man.